Talking Newspaper Sport, compiled for us by Andrew Alamosi. Hello again, and welcome back to our monthly chat about the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And this time we start with cricket and the news that Andrew Sutcliffe, Todmorden's long-serving captain, has decided to call it a day as skipper, although he will continue as a player under the leadership of Freddie Priestley. Sutcliffe, who has led the side since 2011, took charge for the last time in the opening game of the season against Middleton, his 400th Lancashire League match for the club, and in all led the side in 305 League Cup and T20 matches. After announcing his decision, he said, "It was a very proud moment when I was asked to be skipper by Malcolm Haywood, and the period when I was captain and my dad was president will always be something I look back on with a smile. I never envisaged finishing one game into the season, but the time is right. There's a few reasons, the main one being that I need to spend more time with my missus and daughter, who has some extra care needs." Sutcliffe, one of Todd's longest serving skippers and always a fine ambassador for the club, has no plans to give up playing at this stage and hopes eventually to follow in his father's footsteps off the field. More cricket now, and Andrew Sutcliffe's departure as captain is not the only big talking point at Centrevale in the early days of the new season. For the Todmorden hierarchy have once again been forced to search for a 2021 professional because Sri Lankan all-rounder Sen Muthusamy has decided against joining Todd at the end of the month after his country's tour of the West Indies. The Sri Lankan was Todd's second choice after South African all-rounder Roshan Silva, but they will be hoping it will be a case of third time lucky with the appointment of the Indian all-rounder Manisankar Murasinghe. Murasinghe, 28, who captains Tripura in Indian domestic cricket, has scored 3,079 runs for the club at an average of 27 with four centuries. His medium pace bowling has earned him 208 wickets at 29, and he also plays regularly for Tripura in one day and T20 cricket. So his pedigree looks good. Now some good news for the bowling fraternity, whose members are at last back in action at Centrevale Park. The Todmorden Bowls Association, whose annual meeting will be held at the Cricket Club on May the 25th, reopened the greens to members last month, and that was the start of the countdown to welcome back the general public by the end of June. The next step will come at the beginning of next month with the start of the Burnley League programme, when members of other clubs will start to descend on Centrevale for competitive matches. That will be followed later in the month by the resumption of family open days, coaching sessions, and then a chance for the public to come along and enjoy a game. For match players, the Burnley League starts on June the 1st, the Veterans League on June 21st, with the Todmorden Evening League resuming 24 hours later. So, fingers crossed, another of our sports will be fully back in action before too long. And finally, a quick look back to the early weeks of the cricket season when both our Lancashire League clubs, Wolsdon and Todmorden, made a promising start. Wolsdon in particular were off to a flyer, winning their first three matches. They opened with a 5-wicket win over Clitheroe and followed that with a 199-run victory over Cone, openers Josh Gale and Jake Hooson putting on 142 for the first wicket. They then beat Crompton by 64 runs. Meanwhile, Todd opened with a 51-run win over Middleton before going back down by 20 runs in a low-scoring match at Darwin. But they bounce back with an impressive 5-wicket win over Ramsbottom, sub-professional Gurinder Singh leading the way with 4 for 22 and an unbeaten 39.